Now, after the two matches against Clare and Waterford, two very comprehensive victories for you, dominant performances for you, this is the real test now against Kerry, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, whoever's going to come out of the other side, Tip Limerick and Kerry, were always going to be very strong. We've played Limerick in a challenge match and it was a very good game. And we know from last year Tip beat us and we got over Kerry. So it's Kerry have come out of it, so that's the challenge and hopefully we can take them on.
Are you a bit worried that your lads haven't been tested on match day? I know, speaking to your captain, Stephen, training's been very competitive, but on a match night, it hasn't been very competitive.
Yeah, but we've played a lot of challenge matches since the start of the year and there have been some very good games as well. So, okay, not in real championship have we been tested with the win over Clare and Waterford, but we had a job to do those days and we did it and did it with style. So I think no matter who you are in football, you look forward to playing Kerry in the Munster final and it's come around. So this is the challenge that's there and they have to take it on the belt and beat them.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of progress for young lads in 3 years, but from minor you had battles with them that time.
Yeah, but even last year I was on Tralee and Cork played Kerry and Kerry subsequently went on to win the All-Ireland, but Cork were very unlucky not to win that game, I thought. So I mean, it doesn't matter, it's all on the day and getting a bit of luck and making your own luck and making it happen for you. So hopefully Offaly look as if they're up for that and that's what we're looking forward to.
Sean, what are your particular impressions of this Kerry side though?
Again, they've 10 or 11 fellas that would have played minor in the last 2 years. Last year we played them in Parky Ring and they had about 7 or 8 of that team playing. And they have some very good players, Brian Begley, Barry Dan midfield, they've Jack Savage and Killian Spillane, among others up front. So they're good players with a lot of experience and a lot of minor medals, but they've no under 21 medal yet.
Your counterpart on the other sideline as well, Jack O'Connor, he's a man who has plenty of experience and a lot of medals under his belt when he looks to get the best out of these lads to get that first medal.
Yeah, we're all learning from him.
You're not going to say too much, I appreciate. But look, let's talk about the man who gets an opportunity to lift that Championship Cup on Thursday night, and Stephen Cronin. And after the year he's had, it would be a very special night for your fellow clubman.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, Stephen has had a great year. He's a very good player. Playable Cork was unlucky to break his leg during the year, but has battled back. And he just tried to get ready for this competition. He's done that and he's a great bit of stuff. But I mean, most of the fellas that are playing, you've seen them, they're all into it and they all want to do well. So it's really hoping on the day we put it together and win the Munster at the end of it.
And what about last year? You've mentioned, you know, losing to Tip last year, and the way you did, it was bitterly disappointing. There's lads that were involved that time last year. You drawn on that?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was disappointing, but I suppose we were kind of beaten midfield last year. Stephen O'Brien and Conor Reardon were two very good midfielders, and no matter what we did, they dominated that part of the possession. But I mean, we came back and we lost by a point. We were a bit unlucky, so there was fair battling power in our fellas, so we just have to bring that to the fore again next Thursday night.
There must be great hunger, though, to get that title back because of last year's disappointment.
Yeah, but without a doubt. I mean, this is what the competition is all about. There's only two this year and next year to go and it's all over then, so you've only two chances, so hopefully this is one and we'll take it.
Travelling to Kerry for this Championship final, how important would a travelling support be, Sean, to draw level, kind of what is a strong advantage for Kerry when they have home advantage?
Yeah, well, 2 years ago we played in Tralee and it was, I suppose, kind of 50-50 last year. It was up here and it was about the same, so I would imagine Cork people will travel strong enough to Tralee. It's a Munster final against Kerry and all Cork football supporters look forward to that, so hopefully we will get the support of the locals and the Cork people and bring it with us to Tralee and try and come home victorious.
The very best of luck.
Thanks very much, Lisa.